The great state of Nebraska, home of the Cornhuskers, breadbasket of the world, is an open sweeping land of grain and cornfields. Along the eastern edge, the Missouri River cuts through the rich soil on its way to its confluence with the Mississippi. Both the name of the state, Nebraska, and its vast lands were once primarily the territory of the Omaha tribe of Indians. Today on Tribal Rhythms, Nico Wynn takes us to the land of the Omaha and explores the roots of the powwow.
Hey, we are ready for our grand entry. If we can get all you ladies and gentlemen, please stand and remove your head covers to have our grand entry song. So it's powwow time. Rootown singers.
Hokahe, it's a good day. At every grand entry, this warm greeting is extended to all. The master of ceremonies, microphone in hand, calls the dancers and drum groups to their places. Grown from small village celebrations and honoring events, today the powwow has become a well-loved and well-established intertribal event. Here, young people shed baggy jeans and t-shirts to wear the plumage of their ancestors. Here, adults exchange work clothes and weariness for white buckskin and the swish of grass dance and tail dance regalia, and all move to the sound of a large powwow drum, as heard in this grass dance song by powwow musician Tim Grant. Some say the word powwow comes from the Algonquin word pawoog, referring to shamanic practices and healing ceremonies. The word was co-opted by traveling medicine shows and elaborate Wild West shows, but eventually became the name for the annual dance celebrations held across Indian country. According to some, one of the most popular powwow dances, the grass dance, began with the Omaha people of Nebraska. In this old recording, each verse brings in a new dancer who pantomimes his war experience and exploits. Valentine Parker Jr. is an elder and councilman of the Omaha tribe.
My name is Valentine Parker Jr., son of Valentine and Minnie Woodhall Parker. The Heloshka and the Mahi dance was originated here among our ancestors, Omaha people, our elders. And today, this dance, these two particular dance, the grass dance and the Heloshka, is pretty much known in Indian country. But it all started right here among the Omaha people.
Valentine is also a traditional singer and a roadman for the Native American church. He lives in Macy, Nebraska, a small reservation town along the Missouri, about 80 miles north of Omaha. The name, originally pronounced Omaha, meant those going against the wind or the upstream people. In the late 1800s, a white woman from the East got interested in the Omaha. She was an ethnologist named Alice Fletcher. Over a 10-year period, Fletcher and a Ponca man named Francis LaFleche recorded over 90 wax cylinders of Omaha music. Today, these recordings are housed at the Library of Congress in Washington, D.C. Introduction to her book on Omaha Indian music, Fletcher wrote that initially she found it difficult to penetrate beneath the noise and hear what the people were trying to express. In an amusing account of a tribal event, Fletcher writes that she realized two things. She was the only white person there and the only person who didn't seem to be enjoying the music. She began to listen more deeply. She writes, "My efforts in listening below the noise were rewarded by my hearing the music, and I discovered that there was in these Indian songs matter worth study and record." This song, recorded in 1895, is known as a Mikachi, or wolf song. It is sung by warriors as they leave the camp, asking the wolf for his cunning and strength. As in all of the songs, there is a pattern of verse and chorus sung in the diatonic scale. This song accompanies the springtime ritual of the sacred corn. It tells of the stages in the life of a corn plant from germination to harvest. Alice Fletcher lived among the people off and on for a decade, recording and translating the songs with help from the Omaha. She died in 1929, but the songs remain. Listen to the call and response form that is so common today in powwows across the country. So much of the Omaha's language and music was lost in the 20th century. The wax cylinders, scratchy, flawed, difficult to hear, are priceless to men like Valentine Parker and his son Tim Grant, who will be featured on today's Contemporary Rhythms. The collection brings the past into the present, allowing them to hear the music and lyrics from 100 years ago. Musicians, young and old, listen, practice, and sometimes carry the music into the dance arena.
We are very proud of the thing, the way we are. We're very proud of our community here. We continue to strive. We had a lot of hard times here. We are a poor tribe. But we are a tribe that's very proud of our traditional ways, and we still believe our tradition, culture, we still maintain our language. And so these are very important things to us.
For Wisdom of the Elders, I'm Nika Wind.
Tribal Rhythms is written by Milt and Jamie Lee, produced by Clark Salisbury and Larry Johnson, and hosted by Nico Wind. Thanks to the Smithsonian Institution's Folkways Records for the use of the Alice Fletcher recordings. For more information about our guests or to help support our program through Friends of Wisdom of the Elders, check out our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. Coming up, Turtle Island storyteller Robert Miller introduces us to the third most important member of the Corps of Discovery, hunter, tracker, and interpreter, the French and Shawnee George Druyar. And on Contemporary Rhythms with Milt Lee, Omaha musical artist Tim Grant takes us on today's powwow trail.
My father's composer of songs, my grandfather, probably goes back more than that.
Stay with us. I'm Arlie Nesky, and this is Wisdom of the Elders.
Wisdom of the Elders Radio is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service, National Endowment for the Humanities, and National Endowment for the Arts. Special thanks to Native American Public Telecommunications and American Indian Radio on satellite. We have expanded upon today's program at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org. You can also check out our American Indian Speakers Bureau. Visit Turtle Island Storytellers Network at turtleislandstorytellers.net. We would like to acknowledge the gifts of music played on our program today. Learn more about our featured artists at our website at wisdomoftheelders.org.